This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
It's because of Srach Truma. If a person would take Truma and touch it, it might be metamit. So there were guys on all food to have until she died. The oid mishum mitzvah. Also because it's a mitzvah. So where is my mitzvah? I'm a buy a mitzvah l'shmer di v'chachamim. It's a mitzvah l'shmer di v'chachamim. So it's first of all, that itself, the Gemara, it's a strange. It's al shrach truma, which means it's a takon, it's a gzera. And then the Gemara says also because it's a mitzvah l'shmer di v'chachamim. Well, of course, it's not two reasons, it's the same reason. The validity of the first reason is only because it's a rabbanon. So the Gemara answers. So then Rava says a stranger knech. Rava ma mitzvah l'shmer divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Dichsiv v'chola sheyigo be'azov v'yodav shotav b'mayim ha'shotav tohar ha'tivila boy ha'chikama v'ashalei shotav tomik. So Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch came along and he said a new din. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said that if a person is not Neutral Yadayim, when has a Chiv Natals Yadayim, the person has a tumor on him that passes him from eating Truma. So, first of all, it is a strange way of dashing the Pasik. But the Gemara says, like, this is a special type of the Rabbanan of Yadol Leshotav B'mayim. That, maybe you can close the door or whatever it is, it's just distracting. Close the door. Okay, so the Gemara says that if it's Yadav L'Shatav B'mayim, then Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch learns from here Tumas Yadayim, and this is the marker for Tumas Yadayim. It's very, very strange. So we're learning Rabbanan, and Rabbanan are coming off a pasuk that's very far from Pshat, but at any rate, Yadav L'Shatav B'mayim. But the Gemara says that Netilas Yadayim, the Chiyuv Netilas Yadayim, is in order to learn. It's a kiyum of Rabbanan be'etzim. Very, very strange. The Gemara also says that the Gemara darshins the din of Netilas Yadayim. The Tosis says over there that we have a different limud from this pasuk. And the limud, the main limud midoraisa is that you don't have to be tovelin and mikveh the inside of a person. In other words, you don't have to open up your mouth in order water should go in. And that's called the beis hastorim are not makif tvila, only chitzonis. So in a sense, the pasuk is telling me something about yadayim. And if Chazal learned it from the pasuk here, that means that the inyan is a takeoff from the pasuk. It says kol hashig ba'azav yadav l'shat b'mayim. The real pshat is that you only have to wash yadayim. But Chazal said, since we pick yadayim, bal korchach yadayim have a special inyan that they require netila separately. So the takanas chachamim here is a continuation of the deraisa. So I'd like to understand the inyan of tumas yadayim. Tumas yadayim is a parasha it's a very strange parasha. On the one hand, it fits the Torah type of, it's seen as part of the Torah din. On the other hand, it is a takanas chachamim be'etzim. And it's hard for us to understand the whole parasha of, it's part of our life. Tells you daim in the morning, tells you daim for food, all sorts of tells you daims. And somewhere along the line, it's in the gray area between stam derabbanans, stam shmira, and the Raisi, the Kedinim of Tumah and Taira. A second point about Netilas Yadayim, the Gemara says that Shlomo HaMelech was Metaka Netilas Yadayim. And the Gemara says that when Shlomo HaMelech darshened it, a baskel came out, and the baskel said, it says when he darshened Erevin and Netilas Yadayim, a baskel came out and said, Bni, im chachamta yismach libi gamani, that if you did something wise, I'm also very happy with it, and b'meila the Torah said this is where the Torah agrees with the Rabbanans, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy the fact that we were oimed on it, and we made a takanas chachamim of Tos Yadayim. So, you know, it's very nice. I mean, all the Rabbanans are very important. It says Ushmartem, you should make Mishmeres the Mishmarti, and so on. That's all very nice. It seems to be a special inyan. These seem to be the first two Rabbanans that went on record. And Shlomo HaMelech was the Chacham Mikol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu is the giver of the Doraisas. And Shlomo HaMelech is the Sheirish Rabbanans in a sense. It's Chochmas Adam. And B'meila, we have here a special inyan of a special nichusa for the Rabbanans that you don't have in other places. But it's interesting. Two inyanim that Shlomo HaMelech was Mesakin was Erevin and Tos Yadayim. First of all, it makes sense that if he's the first one to make Rabbanans and these are the Rabbanans, they would have some sort of kesher between them. And secondly, they don't even fall that well under the category of Mishmeres. Most Rabbanans we learn from Mishmeres that they seem to help us prevent the derisas. Chveis Mukze, for instance, is a very, very understandable, reasonable type of Drabbanan. A person would handle stuff that's Asr, and the Chacham made a fence that you shouldn't be Nogea. But where is there a room? I mean, Erevin is a little bit on the far side, and it tells you Daim Bechlal, it's a chashash that maybe was Tamei. The truth is, a lot of the Pratim of Nitzel's Daim don't even fit that well into it. So if we're talking about the archetype of the Rabbanans, we're talking about the first Rabbanan that sets a precedent, then we would expect it to be something that fits snugly into Mishmeres. And it's more than just a Mishmeres. That when it says B'niim Chachamti Yismach Libi Gam Ani, it means as follows. Let's say a person tells a child, I don't want you playing with fire. And the child understands the danger, and he also doesn't play with matches. It's nice, it's a good child. He's cautious, he listens, but I don't think you would categorize it as chachamta. It's not a tosefes chachma of a I mean, it's a zahirus, which is part of yira, part of listening to tzivuyim, but it's hard to categorize it as a chachma of the child. Let's say a child sees me building a house, and then we go someplace else, and he builds a tent or something. That's chachma. In other words, where you take what you saw in one place, and by analogy you do something similar somewhere else, that's where there's room to say b'nim chachamta. In other words, it's a tolder of the original chachma. So Erevin and Netilas Yadayim, and Tos Yadayim is what we're focusing on, one would try to understand it not just as a Shmira, but it's an analogy to the Deraises one step further. That's what the Pshat Negmar is. B'ni im chachamta yismach libi gam oni is, if Shlomo HaMelech, who's a ben, who's chachma, is a chacham, then that's what the Torah wanted, that a person should take the dinim not just as they are, but by analogy draw to something else. So Netilas Yadayim, we're trying to understand two nekudas. First of all, what exactly is the tum of Netilas Yadayim? Where exactly is in the content of it? I mean, it's hard to say it b'chayshis a person touched an avail and didn't realize it. If that was true, you have to go to the mikveh. If there was a chashash that he did something, that he touched tumah, that wouldn't help. Netilas Yadayim seems to be a separate area of kedusha that's similar to tumah, but it doesn't fit in any way really the inyanim of tumah. And secondly, it's the prototype, it's the archetype of the rabbanans in a much deeper way than your typical rabbanan, which is just to stay away from something asur. And that's really where we have to understand it. We find netilas for kedusha and so on, and it says that the reason why they made netilas yadayim in the morning, one of the reasons is because stam yadayim askonias hain. That most of the time hands are busy and they might have touched something. Let's try to understand the yadayim in terms of the koyim of the person. We've explained a few times that hands are that a person's tzura is a tzura. His body has in itself halakim that are similar to the Torah's to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga. You have the head which leaves the body. You have the body itself, and so on. There's the oimek of the person himself, the guf shel adam. When we speak about the adam be'etzem, the guf shel adam is his body. His feet are just a hechetimtzu to get around from place to place. The hands are the part of the person that reach out outside of the person. In other words, the part of the person that can be misasik with something outside his own kaima is his yadayim. That is the tzur of the adam. So yadayim are a very, very there's an extreme demarcation from the person and the yadayim. The person himself is himself. The yadayim is a chelik that goes out and is misasik with something outside of himself. If we're to be misamik in the teichna of the person, we can divide it into three categories. There's the penimita person, which we would call it a neshama. That is keneged tuma, what's called beis hastarim. That's never mekabel tuma. Neshama shenesata bi tahirahi, and whatever a person's teichin is, however you want to call it, a chelak lakai, neshama, anything of depth in a person is totally tahar, and that's it. That's the beis hastarim that don't require tvila because the be'etzem tahar. There's the gufa shel adam, which become tamei when it's affected by something. If an avela touches me, if a mahil with a mace is mal with me, that creates a tuma in the person. The third is the yadayim. Since the yadayim are always misasik with the outside is never free of tuma. In the lashon of kadmoinim, in the lashon of mekubalim, the world of bed is called chitzonim. That the outside in itself is a chelik that's shayach to the koiches that are not kedusha, sitra achra, chitzonim. The word chutz always denotes something that's outside. There's an interesting halacha that people are not aware. If basa goes out of Beis HaMikdash, it's not good. There's a general halacha, it's called anything that went chutz l'mechitzasai. Anything that left its mechitza is aser. Basa kodesh has left the Beis HaMikdash, and an uber of a behema that stuck a foot out of the womb of the mother, drew it back in, and then you shechted the mother, normally everything would be mutter. That aver is aser because it was chutz l'mechitza. Anything that went outside of its mechitza becomes aser. In other words, chutz is something that is ra, let's call it, le'umas, whatever you are. So the chelik of the bria, and each one, the truth is, klapi each one, there's different pnim and chutz. Every chutz, klapi pnim, has psoilus in it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world of Paris, Lamashal, always has a klipa around it. the shell. There's a shell. There's anything that's on the outside is always tough or rough or bad or whatever it is. And they have the inside, which is teichin, that's worthy. It says by Reb Meir and Acher, it says teich ochal chutz zorak, that he was able to learn from Acher because he took the inside and left the outside. So the klal is, whatever is kodesh kadoshim, whatever is pnim, stays always tahar. Whatever is the guf of the person, if it hasn't been affected by anything outside, then it's tahar, but it might become tamei when something actively affects it. And the yadayim are the part of the person that be'etzem lie in the world of chutz. And b'meila, they pick up a problem. So stam yadayim askanyas hein means that since the hands are dealing with the outside, then they bal karchach are not tahar. You know, we have to assume a certain the metzias of something which deals with the outside is not stoma kedusha. That's the hagdar of yadayim. So we have here a metzias in the bria, which is called yadayim. It's a metzias on the kaimas adam, which is the chelik of the Adam that Balkarch is part of the chutz, and that chelik of the Adam is something which is which has a propensity for tumah. The truth is that we're talking about not tumah, but even the esek of chulin. In other words, when a person does things that he's allowed to do. It says, "Vayochel Noach Isha Adama." So Chazal Darshan, once he became Isha Adama, he became Chulin. In other words, any type of interaction with chutz or with things that are not what the darga of the person is, there must be some sort of tumah associated with it. It's just the hevdel being kodesh lekodesh, being pnim lechutz. In itself is degrading to a person. It degrades the person somewhat. So when we're talking about tumas yadayim, we're not talking specifically about a full-blown tumah. We're not talking about something which the Torah said is tamei. But even within the realm of things that are mutter, in the world of rishus, there's something. If a person eats something b'kedusha v'tara, it means he ate. Let's take an example. Let's take an example like from achila. If a person eats a kazayis mor, or even a kazayis matzah, let's assume, the person has no taivas achila for it. Suppose he didn't take oven, but upon him, it's not much taivas achila for it, and the person's whole act of eating is to identify with Kal Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim, Kal Yisrael with the Shibud. The whole Ma'is Achila is a Ma'is Rektusha. That's one type of Achila. And that's Kulei Mitzvah. Achilas Rishus, the world of Rishus, so every Achila a person eats because he wants to live, because he wants to be healthy, it also tastes good, there's an element of Taiva associated with it. It's very hard not to can't take along with it. For every bite that a person eats, on the one hand, it gives him the koach that he needs to do right. On the other hand, it does feed some inyan of taiva to the person. Same thing with the inyanim of ishus. There's the element of kedush in it, but since it's in the world of ishus, so it carries in itself inyanim of taiva. And a person brings into himself elements of taiva and chumrius as well. So in the world of rishus, in the world that a person is supposed to be involved in, the involvement itself always carries bal karchach a certain element of tumah to it. Tumah, because the chutz klape pnim is always roughage compared to tahar. In the wheat, there's three layers. The outer layer is chaff. Then there's a layer of there's a husk, and then there's the kernel itself. every step from inside out, he's automatically dealing with an inyan that is rougher than the inside. It says, I said it a few times, Reb Shimon Shkop says in his Hakdama to Shar Yosha that in the Yisra Gid Anosha, he says, the Gid Anosha is the teacher, even though Yaakov fought Esav, the Malach of Esav, and so that means it was Kol Kula an act of pushing Esav out of the picture, you can't even wrestle with Tumah and not react to it. You're affected somewhat by it because you had an akudas maga, because you had a point of connection. You can't, when two things touch, each one affects the other. Even if a rough rack touches a soft piece of paper gets crumbled and shredded, but the rack loses one iota of its roughness because the paper rubbed it off. No matter, it doesn't make a difference, such like gravity, it doesn't make a difference how tiny one mass is and how overwhelmed the other one is, it does affect it. There's no way in which two things can make contact and only one be affected. It's a two-way street. So Torah was given for Tumah and Taira. That's the world of Taira. What Taira tells us, what's completely Asa, it tells us that Treifas are Asa, and it tells us what's a mitzvah, what's a chiyuv. The world of Rishus is the Shulton of Adam. The Rambam says, Rishus nitnu kol Adam to be boichav to Tov and Ra. Rishus means the area of activity. What is the area of a person, of a person's domain? Where's a person? The word Rishus is domain, dominion, domain. Rishus is a government. In other words, the power, the domain, over the domain. That is the title of the word Rishus. So the word Rishus means things that are permissible, like we say, do you have Rishus to do it? But that's not the real type of permissible means. Where is the domain of a human being? What's my rishus? I can work with these materials in this amount of time. That's my rishus. So rishus is the place where a person has his metzias and can exercise his own judgment and do as needs to be done. He's mevar the Torah from the Ra in that area. What's completely off is Asr. What's a chiyuv? He's got no choice in a sense. Rishus, he uses his seichel and everything that he's given to be able to sort out the right things and build with it and so on. So when a person came into the world of Torah and mitzvahs, he has Asr, Mutter, and Rishus. The Rabbanans, the Rabbanans are a where Adam, in a big picture, begins to be shaylet on the world of Rishus. In other words, the Chachamim, it's not the Pshat the Chachamim imposed Isurim where they shouldn't be. The Chachamim are Klal Yisrael's B'Klal Yusa being shaylit on the world of Rishus. Just like in the things that I'm given, if I hire somebody to do work that's creative in its nature, so I tell them the musts and the can'ts, what you can't do and what you must do. But if the work is creative, now you go and do something with it. Set up the day you want to set, how you want to set up. Move the pieces where you want to move them. Accomplish. The Isur and Rabbanin are in the global sense, Klal Yisrael beginning to make sense of the world around. And B'meila Netilas Yadayim was the shoresh of old Rabbanins, the realization that in Chutz there's a Tarevis of Kodesh and Chol. Not maybe Tumah and Taira, but there's Kodesh and Chol. And Kodesh and Chol need to be distinguished one from another. That's Netilas Yadayim. It's the fact that since the hands are oisik with something that's outside of me, I need to be keeping washing them to take off things that were nostabic to them that were bad. Let's give an example, and just push us to that. We talk about something concrete. Let's say somebody else has a personal problem. somebody else is involved in a shidduch, and complicated, difficult, whatever it is. And I'm involved in it. So it's obviously, it's a chesed, and it helps the other person, and so on. But there's always an element of curiosity, sense of gratification. Nobody's motives are pure. The besides the fact that we give a lot of time to help the other person, there's the yenta in us that enjoys it. So when I finished doing it, I did what I was supposed to do. My activities weren't bad, but I come now back with one more chesed and another and a few crumbs, or more than a few crumbs of klipas attached to it. A person eats a Suda Shabbos and Yontif, and it's Beremus, and it's Chashav, and it's good, but he also somewhat fed his gluttony. And everything like that. In every area of Rishus, a person is out to support his family, works hard, he's supposed to. It's a Chiyuv, that's what he's supposed to do, and that's good. The Gemara calls it Oysit Staka Chaleis Tamid. He's always doing Staka, that's when you support your children, and you bring them up for Torah, and so on. But it's very hard to work hard to make a living without having a little spice of Chemdus HaMomen in it. So here we are, a person is Isaac in the world around, and the hands, because they're in a world outside of the person, they balkarchach. It's just like when you're eating, your hands become dirty. And that's the other one. It says, "Viskadishtem visem k'toishim, viskadishtem is mayim rishonim, visem k'toishim is mayim achronim." There's nizdabik to my hands, fat, psoilus, and so on. Those are the elements in the world of Rishus that are negative. So Chazal, which means Adam, Bashehu Adam, began moving in on this world because that's the world we are supposed to move into. And the person is supposed to be mizdabik himself. The person is supposed to carve out the pieces in the world outside and learn to separate even the wheat, which is already... wheat is not poison. Wheat is good to eat. But the wheat itself also has a kernel, and it has a covering, and it has a shell. A person's got to make those distinctions as well. And that's where the koyach of Adam as a bayer exists. So Chazal dasha from this pasuk, that eating truma, the fact that like the Goyen says, we started out, our first question was, how do you learn from this pasuk both in Yanim? So on the one hand, the Goyen says, the hands usually have a chitzitza on them. The pasuk says that if you were toivel, but the hands weren't toivel. And the reason why hands are not toivel is because they usually have a chitzitza on them. Whatever person did, the hands usually have something on it. And that's why when a woman's told, the hands need a special bedika, because they're very likely to have something encrusted on it. So the Torah was megale in the world of Tumah and Taira, that Yadayim have a special status. They have a special propensity to become encrusted with what's around it. So the Torah says, and therefore you're not going to become Tohar when you're a Zav. And unless you're Tevel completely, it's not going to happen. The Chachamim said, now we understand that Yadayim have a problem as Yadayim. And therefore they made a whole gedder built on the Dairaisa's Gilui, of the propensity of Yadayim to have a problem. Chazal were megala the world of Kedushas Yadayim, Netilas Yadayim, and so on, to bring this point out. So Chazal came along and they darshan Netilas Yadayim from here, taking the seed of what the Torah said, and they said, so now we will put into place Kedushas Yadayim. It's so befitting that this is the first Rabbanan, really, that this is from the Shrashi Rabbanans, and that's why we dash in the pasuk over there, my mitzvah, mitzvah shmadei b'chacham. That's strange. It says, why do you have to watch those? That's because the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah shmadei b'chacham? Well, there are a trillion Rabbanans, and why do you sing Natil Sidayim? The Teretz is because Natil Sidayim is the mitzvah shmadei b'chachamim. Divrei Chachamim are not just seen as precautionary measures. It's the world of Chachamim is our world and the world of Chulin. It's the Yadayim, and that's where it expresses itself. Shlomo HaMelech is fascinating. Shlomo HaMelech, besides the two inyanim that it says im chachamta as im chachamta bni yismach libi, there's one other thing that the Chazal say about Shlomo HaMelech. It says Shlomo HaMelech made yadayim l'tayra. He made an oizen l'kufa. Yadayim l'tayra means that when a person, it says he said a lot of mishalim. So it says, Izen v'chiker, he made us nine l'teira, he made yadayim l'teira, he gave teira a handle. In other words, when you say an idea that's very difficult, it's hard to understand it. It's like I have a big pot, I can't grasp it. The pot's too big for me. If I give it a handle, it's a connection between myself and the thing, and the thing beyond it. A mashal means that I bridge the gap between the person where he's at and the thing I'm trying to express. The koach of a mashal is I have an idea. The idea, the way it reads, is just out, way out. It's something I can't understand. When I put the mashal in, I take your world and transition it to the world of the idea that I'm trying to explain. So Shlomo HaMelech is the Atzmius of Chochmas Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Atzmius, the Ragged Shavah says a lot of times, Moshe Avram is the Atzmius of Avmunah, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Atzmius of Torah, Shlomo is the Atzmius of Chochmah. In other words, Shlomo HaMelech's Koach is Koach Adam. Koach Adam to the Torah lies in making those Yadayim. In making the bridge through Chachma, you bridge the gap between Adam and Torah. That same koyach of Shlomo HaMelech deheres the problem that lies when you stick your hands outside into another world. Just like the hands are the part of the person that can reach out for Kedusha, they're the parts of the person that can go out. It's interesting. Erevin is the ability to merge Rishuyos that are outside of me. Erevin works. Erevin's not the wires around. That's the mechitzas. That's prerequisite for an erev. The erevin we're talking about is if you have a lot of people with different fields in a common area, a lot of apartments in a common area in the middle, you need to join the rishuyos together in order to be able to carry on Shabbos. It has a din of rishus rabbi. So yachid, it's not rishus rabbi, but has a din like that. So in erevin, He showed how in Bein Adam Lechaveroi a person can reach out. Netilus Yadayim is the balance to that. Every time I touch somebody else's hands, I get dirty also. That's the teva. I can't touch someone else's hands and as clean as my hands are before, once I touch it, I picked up something from him. Netilus Yadayim is the kedusha to separate what's stuck onto me that's not desirable. So on that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Im chachamta bni, if bni im chachamta yismach li b'gamani." That if you have, you understand, you took Torah as a mashal, and you understood it yourself, you weren't just copying what I did, you understood it yourself, and you carried it out in an area that's further. That's what I'm happy with. A child is someone that doesn't just repeat what I do, but translates what I do into another metzias. That's the Shlomo, is the bni of Moshe, of HaKadosh Baruch, of Moshe, and his maisim are understanding the world of Tumah and Taira. He understands the Lahavdol ben Kodesh l'Kodesh. Let's sum up this the Inyan. Any person who sits in Beis Medrash only, I mean it in the full sense of the word. In other words, a person whose life is Kodesh Kodashim, Shevet Levi, L'umas outside, and so on, doesn't have that issue of so much, depending on his diag of chutz and panim. The diag of being completely isolated means that you don't have the problems of the outside. It also means that you can't do anything outside. A person who's very sensitive to germs locks himself up in a bubble and he can't go out. So in so much as a person is not part of chutz, there are none of these issues. Whatever darga, and every person, even eating is also darga of chutz. Yom Kippur is no chutz. Yom Kippur, everything is lefnai lefnim. The minute I eat something, I'm already interacting with an akud of taiva. I'm eating something else. The minute I marry, I'm interacting. The minute I go outside and I earn a living, I'm interacting. Every single interaction with the outside in the world of mutter, we're not talking about usser. Usser and chiyuv is something we should, it should be milsed pshitasa. This is usser, this is chayv. In the thing that it's mutter, if a person is around people that are crass, and the person is not somebody that is not the level of midas that you would expect. The person should understand, if I went outside that world, it affected me. Somebody once told me, he learned in yeshiva in Israel that believed in going to the army, and he was has the yeshiva, and the yeshiva was a very, very pro it. But he told me something fascinating. He said, on the day that he came back from the army, he went immediately to Beis Medrash. And as Rosh Yeshiva was upset, he told him, you don't walk in with your muddy boots into the Beis Medrash. You need a day between the two. You need a mikvah of sorts to get yourself rid of. And it wasn't, the person held that it was a very important thing, and it was, he was positive about the thing, but it's outside in a big way. It's in a coarse, muddy society, and you don't transfer straight in. You need to separate out what has become stuck to you. There's one of the big Balad Musa, used to have a mill to earn his parnasa, and I think it was the altar of Navardik started out of that, and he felt it was the best thing. And then one day he dropped it, and he went to learn full time. And someone asked him, like, what made you change so suddenly? He said his wife started complaining that she can't wash the flour out of his shirts. So he said, if it's become so stuck to me that I can't wash it out, then it's a simin that I don't want. If I can get, if I can step out of it and just remove it and go into the Beis Medrash, that's doable. But if it becomes so much part of me that there's no way to wash it out, I won't be able to do it. So Chazal took the whole world, and Chazal in this case is us. In other words, Adam was given God ordained Isurim and Chiyuvim, and those you have no choice over, and that's what's there. And then there's a whole world of Rishus. In the world of Rishus, we think of the Lefnim Rishus HaDin, but it has the other way also, and that's the getting rid of the Psalus. Let's give an example, because again, this is the life that this is part of our Metzius. We understand, if we say a person, you shouldn't go to a bar because you might get fashlept in something bad. So that it's an argument that a person can hear. But if you tell a person, you know, even if there's nothing wrong per se, and even if you're not going to go anywhere else with it, but the place itself, klapi where you are, is chutz. It's mitzias is klapi where you are. This is tumah. We have to get a sensitivity to understand that Netilas Yadayim is talking on kosher food. My mishanim, my achanim are on things that are 100% beseder, and they're not tumah in any way. The Torah, they don't have a srach tumah. Things that have a srach tumah, you touch it, you become tumah completely. The fact that you need to completely you need to understand in the outside world, you need a constant awareness of A, what's where you are and where they are, and even whatever you have to of necessity be part of that mitzias, it needs an atilus yadayim when you step back into kedusha again. When a person steps into daven, he should have a sense of stepping out of a world. It says Hasidim Rishonim used to wait an hour before they davened. It's not only an act just to rev up the kavanas. It's a withdrawal from the world around to the world that's here. Even if the world around is mutter and tar, klapi this, it's not. And that's the second akuda here. The Tilis Yadayim is on the one hand to take away things that are tame, of Yadayim Askan, you're saying that. There's also the Tilis Yadayim, like it's also one sheet in the morning, as a hachana fa'avayda. A person has to understand hands reach out to what's beneath him. The hands reach to the plow and to the dirt and to the cow and so on. The hands reach up above a person as well. Nesias kapayim, the hands reach up above a person. Davening used to be with lifting up your hands. We stopped because the goyim do it, but the Zohar speaks a lot about aromas yad b'tzlusa. I lift up my hands with tefillah. A person can use the same hands to pull himself up above where he is. The t'nai is that he has to, you need Netilas Yadayim for that as well. In other words, a person should understand that if a person wants to enjoy a special moment of Kedusha on Shabbos, on Yontif, on Yom Kippur, by davening, any type of situation where the person is going above himself, it also needs a degree of separation. When you talk to somebody else, divrei chulin, in a makam that it's mutter during Kabbalah Shabbos, a person which is a minhag and it's only kapitach tilim, there's no iser per se of speaking, of being mafsik. There's no mafsik there, but you basically just ruined it. If the six kapitlach are supposed to be bring the person into an oilam that's above a person, Shabbos is an elevation. If you're taking the world with you into that world, if you're trampling it with your muddy boots, then you've just ruined it. A person can go further than he is. There are opportunities for it. But the t'nai is, if you want to have berchas kohanim, the person already washed for davening, and he's going to daven shmeres, so he doesn't need to wash hands again. But you're going beyond yourself now. You need an atilas yadayim because you're stepping into a world that's higher when you are at your best. Understanding that that's an inner ring that a person can go into and he needs to pull himself in even more, that's the side of Netilas Yadayim as a chanef avoid and kedusha. So our life really revolves a lot more around Netilas Yadayim than anything else. On the one hand, every one of us here will have to interact with a world that's beneath us, that's coarser than what we are, that has values that we'd rather not have, and even if they're technically mutter or tohar or whatever it is, it's not where we are. And a person needs to understand he is affected by it, will be affected by it, and unless he's able to wash it out of himself, there was somebody, a chava of mine who used to learn with a chavrusa in yeshiva, who was a very rough. He used to say a lot of nasty remarks and so on. And this person was like calm, never. And he once told me, he said, if I were to let myself go and to start becoming vehement, I would slip, I would begin talking like this person. I need to put a special fence around because I don't want to have any contact with that type of language or attitude. That's one end of it. And a person understands every his askus brings you down, and you need to be mitai yourself from it. That's the Netilas Yadayim of Achila and so on. And everyone can create moments where the hands reach up above him and he pulls himself up. But the condition is you don't put filthy hands in a place that's above you. You need a Netilas Yadayim for Berchas Kohanim because your hands are about to lift yourself up, to lift up above your head and pull you up with it. The moments that we want to make that should be meaningful to us in Kedusha and pull us up, need an Netilas Yadayim Achana. Netilas Yadayim is a ring separating us. Water separates things. That's what water is, a solvent. It separates us. If a person wants davening to inspire him, he has to make a circle around himself and pull himself out of his environment. if he wants learning, an hour of learning to make that Rosh Hashem, pulling himself out of his world of Chulin will do it for him. There's a Kedusha that a person has when he pulls himself away from what's beneath him, and there's a double Kedusha a person has when he lifts himself up to what to what's above him, and the Tnai for both of them is the Kedusha of Tels Yadayim. Chance.